Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Our next guest is someone that you guys may have seen on BET's Sunday Best, but she's an individual that has really realized God's calling on her life for some time, and now the world is being able to see it as well. Jessica Dudley is making her first appearance here on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to see the way that she's been able to use that to reach the world. Jessica, hello to you and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, Mr. Webb, and thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Congratulations to you. I was so excited, you know, when you and I were able to correspond, and I reached out to you about coming on, and you said that you would, because I think, you know, when I had asked our listeners here, especially on the radio side here, you know, who they'd like to hear from, you were one of the people that they mentioned. And one of the things that has been said about you, Jessica, and I want to talk to you about this, is not only about how humble you are, but how you have really allowed God to use you. And what has that been like for you, to have people who you've never met realize the calling that God has placed on your life?
You know, actually, it's sort of amazing. You know, you go out and you do what God has called you to do. You just don't realize how important your gift or how important your ministry is to other people. And, you know, being on Sunday Best, it opened my eyes to see just how much, you know, your anointing and your gift and your humbleness mean to other people that's in this Christian walk.
Exactly. Well, you know, I mentioned Sunday Best and you mentioned it too, but Jessica, I think it's quite obvious, as we could even see from the audition, that music was not something that you were new to. You are definitely a person who has been given a gift. When did you first realize that gift for yourself? Because, you know, just like I know, people will say, oh, you know what, you have something. But when did you realize that God had given you something special?
Well, you know what, I started singing when I was 3 years old, so I've been singing for the last 20 years of my life. And I realized, you know, when I was three, I didn't know exactly what God had given me. I didn't know the anointing and the power that God had given me. And it wasn't until I got sick in 2009 when God had a chance to actually talk to me while I was all by myself. You know, we sometimes like to run and we like to, you know, we're out here, we're doing this, we're doing that, and we don't take a chance, we don't take the time to listen to God. And
right.
I knew I could sing, you know, and it was even one time, and I'm, you know, I can honestly say this, that it was even one time when I was very outspoken about it. You know, people would tell me, Jessica, you really got an anointing, you really can sing. And instead of me being humble about it, there was one time when I was very, you know, I can't place the word right now, but I would, you know, instead of saying thank you and keep praying for me, I would say, oh, I know, you know, and it took God to have to knock me down for me to realize the anointing and the calling that he had on my life. And it wasn't just for me to have fun with it, but it was so I could reach out to the world and do some kingdom building for God. Because we all have
right.
missions, and we all have things that God has called us to do. And we like to run from them, definitely when we have that fear of how people are going to accept you and how they're going to take your gift. And, you know, it took, like I said, it took God to smack me down and to make me, you know, realize exactly what I had. So when I got sick in 2009, I was in the hospital, and God allowed, you know, God talked to me, and he told me, you know, this gift is not just for you. I did not give you just this gift for you. I gave this gift so you could tell the world just how good I am and tell the world what I can do and how powerful I am. And that's when I realized, okay, God, this is not for me. I have to do what you say this.
Exactly. You know what? That is a great testimony in itself, Jessica, because there's somebody out there who needs to understand, because so many times I think you're right. We can get so into it that we can believe, yes, as some people will make us believe, that this is us doing this. But I think sometimes, yes, God will very clearly let us know that it's not us. And just like it, the gift has been given, the gift can be taken away. So that seems like it really built appreciation for you. And it's that appreciation then, I think, that people are now seeing. So when you start understanding and realizing, Jessica, that when you sang, that God was actually delivering people messages, you know, through your voice, through that ministry, through your voice, you know, how humbling was that experience to know that just by opening up your mouth and using that gift, that you could literally change the way that people saw themselves and also saw their relationship with God?
You know, words can't describe just how humbling that effect is, because, you know, you got to experience it for yourself. But if I had to try to describe it, it's awesome. That feeling, yeah, to know that what God has placed in you, what God has done for you, is a testimony to somebody else, and it can deliver somebody else and, you know, can break chains. That is an awesome feeling, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you can lay your head on the pillow and say, God, I've done your work, and I feel good about it because somebody was healed or somebody was delivered or somebody was set free from just what you have called me to do. And right. I'm telling you, is words cannot describe just how good that really feels.
I can imagine, Jessica, and I think, you know, just your saying that again, I think it's going to be a validation for somebody. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jessica Dudley is joining us live here on the program for the first time. Many of you have gotten to know her because of her appearance and her being a part of the competition on BET Sunday Best, but she's an individual that has definitely been given a gift, and now the world is being able to discover that gift. You know, part of what your journey has been like, and I'm standing in contact with you on Facebook and Twitter, as other people are, Jessica, you have people who you've never met, you know, really pushing for you, rallying for you, cheering for you. I almost, you know, look at it like running a marathon, you know, and you have people there on the sideline saying, Jessica, you can do it, you know, we're praying for you. You know, has that been a great source of encouragement and support for you as well, as you've gone throughout the business side of this?
Yes. It has. It has been a great encouragement to hear, you know, people that that might have been through some things, or, you know, are listening to me, that's saying, go, Jessica, go, you can do it. It almost makes your journey a little bit easier. Nobody said it was going to be, you know, easy, but it makes it a little bit easier to keep going because you have that encouragement. And encouraging words from people are very important to this ministry, because, you know, if you don't never hear anything good about what you're doing, it'll make you want to give up. But when you hear, right, those words, and you hear, Jessica, you're doing a good job, you know, I'm praying for you, I'm supporting you, those things help you move forward and help you go a little bit longer in this race.
Yeah. Jessica, you brought up something that we talk about on the show all the time, and that is the importance of overcoming fear, because I believe that fear is really one of the enemy's, you know, biggest weapons of distraction that he uses when it comes to trying to get God's people to be distracted from what he has in store for them, but also making them afraid of the blessings that God has for them. You know, how have you not allowed fear to stop you? Because, you know, there will be people who will say you're too young, or there'll be people to say, you know, and maybe not right now, but how have you not allowed the fear of what could happen stop you from doing what God has given you to do?
Well, I can give you a story. On September the 7th, I lost my vehicle in a car fire, and I was on contract the same, but at the same time, there was something on the inside of me that was telling me, no, you still got to do this. Even if you didn't have a contract, even though the obstacles in front of you seem like they're at their worst moment right now, everything at you is beating you up and beating you down and tearing you apart, that is the time when you got to really give God the praise. Because because when you're going through is when God can really see just how much you trust him and just how much faith you have in him. So when you are going through and you feel like Satan is fighting you, you feel like you cannot overcome your fears, the devil is a liar. You can overcome the fears because you have the power and the authority that God has given to his people for you to overcome your fears. And that's how I look at it. I look at it like, okay, Satan, I know you're fighting me. I know I'm going through. But at the same time, I still got to tell God thank you, because when I look back over what God has done for me in the previous years, and I know he brought me through that, so I know God is able to bring me through this.
Exactly. What a great testimony. And I think that you're exactly right. That is exactly, again, what the enemy wants us to do. We want to put things in front of us that will try to hold us back, but we still have to keep pushing forward, knowing that our, you know, reward is coming. I think that's a great segue, Jessica, into this single that you have coming up for your listeners and for your fans. Lord, you are amazing. I know the official release is in January, but you have, you know, been gracious enough to give us a sneak preview of it. I know it's been available on YouTube. Talk to us a little bit about this single and how this single came about.
Okay, Lord, you are amazing. That was actually my very first song that God blessed me to write, and I was in the studio for the first time ever in my life after I got off of Sunday Best, and one of the producers that was in the studio, he said, listen, I got a song, I got a track I want you to hear, and I listened to it, and right then, God gave me the words to tell him, Lord, you are amazing. I've been up, I've been down, I've been through hell, I've been through high water, but God, you are amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
And that's how that song came about.
It's a powerful message, and as I mentioned, you know, people can actually hear it on YouTube, but you've done something gracious for us. Why don't you do us the honors, Jessica, if you don't mind, and introduce the single for our listeners here.
Okay, well, on January the 14th, 2014, if God be gracious enough to let me see, my single, Lord, You Are Amazing, will be dropping on iTunes and Amazon. So I just want to introduce it to y'all, to the world. Listen to it after this conversation. Comment. Tell me what you think. I'm willing to hear from what y'all have to say to me. So here it is, Jessica Dudley, Lord, You Are Amazing.
When I look back over my life and I see all you've done, Lord, you are amazing, amazing to me. I don't know where I would be here today if it hadn't been for your grace and your mercy. Lord, you
There you have Jessica Dudley with Lord, You Are Amazing here on Conversations Live. As you heard Jessica say before she introduced this single, it's available for you guys on Tuesday, January the 14th. That's Tuesday, January the 14th. She gave you guys a sneak peek here of the single that will be available for you guys to be able to get next month. Jessica, you know, I believe, and we really appreciate you taking out the time to be with us today, and I think that your testimony you've shared here, as well as that song, is going to really inspire someone. So what is your hope for people when they hear a song by Jessica Dudley? What do you hope that song does for them that they can be able to use in their lives?
I hope it encourages them. You know, when you write songs or God gives you a song, you know, you want it to be able to talk about today's time, and you want it to be able to encourage the people of God, and even those that are not, you know, with Christ at this time, you still want them to be able to listen to the song and get encouraging words out of it, get that understanding that God is able to do anything but fail. And that's what I hope, and I pray that my people, you know, that God's people, not my people, but that God's people will, you know, get out of my songs and out of the words that God has given me, is that God is able and that God can do and that God is, you know, He is exactly what you need Him to be. So that's what I hope and pray that, you know, my followers and God's people get out of this thing, out of these songs.
All right. Well, I think they'll definitely do that, Jessica. Continued blessings to you. How can our listeners stay in contact with you?
I'm on Twitter, Jessica Dudley 5. I'm on Facebook, I'm the Sunday Best Jessica Dudley finalist. I'm on Instagram under Jessica Dudley. Anything that, you know, any other social medias, if you just look up my name, I'm basically underneath, you know, I'm there. So, yes, please follow me. Hit me up on Twitter, SocialCam, Instagram, all of these, you know, Facebook, everything. Hit me up. Let me know what you think. You know, I would love to hear from my supporters and my family and my friends. You know, just send, you know, encouraging words to encourage me to keep going. So, yeah, you can definitely please hit me up, follow me. All of the social medias, I am there.
All right. Well, Jessica, I'm so glad we had a chance to talk to you. And look, it goes without saying, when you officially release a single on Tuesday, January the 14th, we'd love to have you back to remind our listeners to go buy it, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right, then. Jessica Dudley, everyone, an amazing woman who's doing amazing things for God's kingdom and also setting a great example for all of us. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with her. We're following her on Twitter as well. It's at Jessica Dudley 5. And as she said, you can find her also on Facebook. Sunday Best Finalist is where you guys can find her there as well. Just check her out. Look under Jessica Dudley, and she'll definitely be able to pull her up. Now, if you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation here, don't worry, you can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.